Rain and Allison
on 96.3 WDVD.
Welcome to
today's best hits without the rap. 96.3 WDVD.
Therapy Thursday.
WDVD.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Therapy Thursday, Dr. Steve, Dr. Stephen Craig from Craig Counseling Services in beautiful Birmingham, Michigan. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Excellent. He's looking tan and fit. You notice that, Allison?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
It's a little too much sun.
That's all right. You never have too much sun. This is how Therapy Thursday works. We get an email from somebody, we read it, we give our take on it, you give us your take, we all act like junior psychologists, and then Dr. Steve, the real psychologist, tells us how he would handle it if this person were in his office. The number is 313-298-9630.
Dear Blaine, Allison, and Dana, would you please get Dr. Steve to resolve a dispute I am having with my daughters? We all listen, and we'd like to hear what Dr. Steve has to say about our dilemma. Here's the situation. I have three daughters, aged 23, 20, and 17, and have been divorced from their dad for more than 10 years. Their father and I are not enemies, but we aren't all that friendly either. Basically, we just tolerate each other for the kids' sake. Neither of us have gotten remarried since our divorce, but he has dated significantly more than I have. As a rough estimate, I'd say that he probably has had a new girlfriend every year, since then, while I have never dated anyone seriously enough to even introduce them to my girls. Dad's not wasting any time, is he? But here is our problem. My daughters and I are extremely close, and we talk about everything. We rarely argue, and they are huge defenders of me. But last week, something happened that made me feel abandoned by them. Their father has a new girlfriend, once again, who he has dated all of 1 month at this point. He brought her to a family picnic at the home of one of his relatives, and the girls met her briefly. Then the next day, the new girlfriend friended each of them on Facebook, and they all accepted. This made me feel completely blown off. How could she friend them like this when she barely knows them? Not to mention that she may not even be around next week. And then, how could they accept this offer? Now I feel like she is suddenly in the inner circle, and she hasn't earned it. They tell me I'm blowing it out of proportion, but I think it is completely rude. We would like to hear what your listeners think and what Dr. Steve has to say about this. Thanks. And this is from Lucy.
313-298-9630. So what would you tell Lucy if you were her psychologist? What would you tell her, Allison?
Yeah, I get that there's got to be sensitivities when, not so much that she has jealousies about her husband dating.
Right.
But, you know, that your kids are going to like a step-parent better.
Right.
You know, I could see that. But this is absolutely, in this Facebook world we live in, this is absolutely a normal procedure now. You don't even have to meet someone once to friend them on Facebook.
True.
And, of course, they're not going to not accept. I mean, when someone sends you the friend request, you know, unless you know that they're totally creepy, you almost always accept. And they're not going to say no when they know dad's dating her. She's probably just trying to be friendly. Being friends on Facebook is really just the new, you know.
Yeah, it's
not a significant relationship. It's just it's kind of what you do now. So I'm thinking maybe mom just doesn't get Facebook's really casual. It doesn't mean we're best friends, you know. And mom is blowing it out of proportion.
That's what I was thinking.
I
think mom's like totally overreacting to this. Her undies are getting in a bunch over nothing. These girls were just being polite. If she wants to be upset about something, maybe the thing to be upset about is why is this woman Facebook friending her kids so early in this relationship with her ex-husband? But even that would be kind of petty.
Well, she does mention that. As I'm reading this letter, I'm expecting to get to a point where, because she starts it off with something happened at this barbecue.
Right.
And I felt so betrayed. So I'm expecting that I'm going to get to a point in this email where the girls maybe had the back of the girlfriend over mom. That's what I expected to get to. And then I get to this Facebook friending thing, and I'm like, well, now.
Yeah.
This just turned into some silliness, didn't it?
This is just TomPetty.com. Kyle Petty.
Lori Petty.
Lori Petty. Thank you. Dana, what do you think?
Yeah, she's blowing it way out of proportion. It seems to me that she keeps track of her ex-husband a little too much, and it's been, you know, what, 10 years. And like Allison said, and you said, this is just, you know, she probably liked the girls. She doesn't know she's only going to be around for a week. Maybe it isn't going to be just a week. Maybe this is the one. She's just trying to get to know the girls.
Yeah. 313-298-9630. Renee's in Grosse Ile. What do you think, Renee?
I agree with all of you. I had called in and said it's been 10 years. She's obviously not over him. She needs to get on with her life.
Yeah, and, Jennifer Aniston.
Well, and what happened is the girls liked this woman and the woman liked the girls. You can't do anything about that. And she should be happy that they liked her girls.
Thanks for the call.
Liked her girls. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Laura.
Hi.
What do you think?
Well, I'm a single parent, and I've been through that and then some. The woman needs to get a grip. The girlfriend didn't tell them to call her mom. She friended them. And she should really be thankful, because it could be the other way where the girlfriend treats them horribly and wants them to go away. Because trust me, I've been through that with my kids, too.
Right. So just get a grip. It's Facebook.
Yeah, it's Facebook. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, thank you.
I think mom doesn't fully grasp Facebook.
I don't think mom does either.
I think part of the issue here is what do we do with Facebook and how that gets in the way of everything?
Well, Facebook is, in most cases, I think, a pretty innocuous way to communicate with a lot of people at once. It's a really quick way to, it's like a bulletin board in a hallway.
But that's to you.
Right.
You know, in some ways, those rules haven't been defined. It's sort of the wild west of socializing right now.
True.
In that some people have it, in a different, some people consider it like you did, and other people, it's not that way at all.
It's totally personal. Yeah. Hussein, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. So what do you think the daughters did?
I think that they rushed a little too quickly to make friends with this person, but I don't think that the mom should be taking it so out of proportion.
It says on the screen here that you said what her daughters did was borderline treason.
Well, yeah, but I started to think about it, and, it's kind of like, not a big deal since it's just Facebook. It's not like they're handing out their numbers.
Right, right.
Yeah, so
and it's not like they're saying we're best friends. Like, yeah. All right, Hussein, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, Dr. Steve, she comes into your office, sits down, and tells you this. And after you get done laughing, what do you tell her?
I don't think that I would start laughing.
I would.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's why you don't have an office in Birmingham.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
Or no one says Dr. Blaine Fowler.
Right, that's
there's,
what I meant.
There's that.
As much as I agree with all of us that we're blowing it out of proportion, I think she has a valid concern in, if you look at it from the point of view of, it, like I was saying a minute ago, about what do we do about this social networking thing? Because I think what happens is, in some ways, the woman is showing her, whether it's generation or, it's different, that to older folks like me, that I don't understand this whole Facebook thing. I don't understand why you get to friend somebody, just because you stood in line next to them at the DMV or something, and
right,
all of a sudden we're friends. And so how do you get
it? Well, it was a long wait, man. You've been to the DMV.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Secretary of State office? That's like 2 hours.
But there's a, it's just weird that somehow it feels like that's the inner circle.
Right.
But to many people, it's not at all.
No.
And so, there's some things going on here, like should the daughters be protecting her and should she take such offense about that? But I think it really makes a good point about how we have to, as a family and friends, and we need some rules about this, because this is how things get lit up, which is the daughters might be saying, like some people said, it's just Facebook.
Right.
But then other people think, they're just going to keep their close friends in Facebook.
Right.
So how do you determine, as friends and people and as a family, where's that line? What makes somebody the inner circle? Because as much as we can say it's just Facebook, we put a whole lot of personal information up there all the time.
Yeah.
So there's a whole lot. This is a conversation I have a lot. Right. Where we say
cat videos.
We say it's
he knows he's Facebook friends with me.
Right. We say it's just Facebook, but then if you look at it, there's people putting up all sorts of things all the time. So is it really that impersonal if people
right,
know all about my life? So I just think it isn't defined very well.
I think that's a good point. And if you come from a different generation or just a different point of view, maybe you're very new to Facebook, or you don't even have, we don't even know if the mom's got a Facebook page.
Yeah.
So her attitude may be, wait a second, that's where you hang out with your friends.
Right.
This woman doesn't deserve to be a friend after meeting her one Sunday afternoon.
Who matter. Get on. So, I can see from her point of view, it's only the people who matter get on.
Right.
You get to find out about your daily life. You post 50 things a day. She knows all about you. And this woman, you don't even know her.
But don't you think that the mom's a little, I think like Dana said, paying a bit too much attention to her ex-husband's social life?
I didn't see it as her paying attention to his social life. I mean, if she has a Facebook page and all of a sudden she sees the other people friend her, mm-hmm. doesn't mean she was necessarily tracking her ex-husband.
No, it's but just, she knows about all of his relationships over the years.
I guess I see that a little. And you know, again, there's a lot in this thing because, again, should the daughters be in the middle and
right.
all that other stuff? But I think the salient part is, what do you do about this Facebook thing? Because it's really, this happens a lot. People get really upset about other people's Facebook relationships. Like I said, it's the Wild West. We don't have any rules about how it works.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know for one, I don't get it. You know, there's people that I'm friends with, I have no idea who they are.
You never change your profile picture.
I never go on because I'm like that. I don't get it.
Plus, my kitty videos probably bug him and it keeps him off.
He's probably blocked, yeah.
Well, I don't understand. So that's part of why that I understand this woman a little is that I understand. There's people, why do I want to share all this information? You know,
right.
How do I get in this tight little relationship with people
yeah.
on there that I don't know or don't want to or don't want to share, but I don't want to be an old weird guy who doesn't get it either.
You don't want to be the get off my lawn guy.
Right. but I think that we don't have it defined very well.
No. And you know what? Here's the thing. It's never going to be.
Right.
I don't think it ever will be. Twitter, Facebook, whatever, they're really not ever going to be that clearly defined.
Yes.
It's always going to be this sort of casual, for me it's one thing, for you it's another, blah, blah, blah kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where we're putting tons of information out there or barely any at all. And for mom, though, from her perspective, it feels like these girls have already accepted this woman into the inner circle and that's why she's hurt.
And that's why she's hurt.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, it's like why, you know, I get that the girls can't say no to the friend request, but
yeah.
how does this woman, you know, I've been their mother for however many years
right.
here, and this, she meets them one time at a barbecue, and now, boom,
right.
she's in the inner circle, they're chatting about stuff for all we know, they're sharing everything. It feels like a violation, but it also doesn't feel like a violation because it's just Facebook.
This is what I took away from this. It's a good thing that Dr. Steve's always involved because, and you know, that she could go to someone like Dr. Steve. Because we all just completely invalidated her concerns.
No, that's true.
And
right.
told her she was a lunatic.
Right.
Right. Listen, old lady,
not
get
good
over
doctoring.
Yourself. Yeah,
right.
exactly.
So you're turning around a little over there?
I didn't do very good today.
Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve. You can check him out online, drstephencraig.com.
Lane and Allison in the morning.
This is 96.3 WDVD.